Members of the G8 countries have already offered their individual help to Japan in the wake of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that struck Friday afternoon local time. But finding common ground over the fast-moving events in the Middle East is proving much harder. Libya is their immediate concern. France and Britain are pushing hard for a no-fly zone as Gaddafi's forces continue to win back ground from the opposition.
I think that it'll be very difficult to get a consensus. I think what we can expect is a strong statement condemning the violence in Libya, condemning Muammar Gaddafi. But I'm not sure we will again get the type of statement the French want. For instance, they want a very strong commitment to use force, at least the threat of force. They want the commitment to the no-fly zone.
According to the Russian news agency Itar Tass, Moscow's stance is that the UN Security Council would have to give approval, and only after detailing how a no-fly zone would work in practice, which states would ensure the no-fly zone's regime, the means to be applied, and the rules of engagement. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also reportedly wants an independent and objective assessment of what is happening in Libya. China, one of the five permanent members of the Security Council, would also have to be persuaded.
It also has a lot of oil interests in Africa. And I don't think the Chinese will be very enthusiastic about being seen as an outside interferer in African affairs in that level. China does not get involved in African politics. It's strictly there for economic relations.
The US Defense Secretary Robert Gates had described the no-fly zone as unwise, but Washington may shift its policy after the idea was given support by the Arab League. The obligatory photographs of smiling faces have been taken, and now the hard work begins. Rarely has a meeting of senior foreign ministers had such a challenging and divisive agenda. Mark Votier, Press TV, Paris.